This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on confusing minimum wages with living wages. The back and forth between raising minimum wages and winning living wages, or at least more livable wages, gets confusing at the confluence of policy and politics, tactics and strategy, and that's not helping us either nationally or locally. First, a story. In 1978 in New Orleans, we began an organizing drive to build the Household Workers Organizing Committee. Our first campaign was designed to organize household workers, or maids as many called them, to force employers enjoying maximum power in this historically burdened profession over their domestic workers to have to pay the federal minimum wage covering these workers for the first time. At streetcar and bus stops early in the morning, headed to the wealthier neighborhoods by Lake Pontchartrain or uptown along St. Charles Avenues, I would fan out with our team of organizers to talk to workers about signing a petition demanding enforcement for the minimum wage. Many were making $1 or less per hour, with bus fare and lunch counted against their wage. Mandatory payments of Social Security withholding by employers were rare as hen's teeth. Here's the punchline for today, though. When we would tell the women that they were now going to be covered under the minimum wage of $1.65, they would almost always talk to us and themselves about being paid the top wage, which was how they saw the bump. Needless to say, few expected there was any real chance they would be paid the new minimum, and they were probably right to some degree. A minimum wage, though, is just what it says, the very least that can be legally paid. It is not a maximum wage or even a top wage. In fact, workers, their unions, and others that value people's work and labor should want to pay fairly and pay more, but they categorically cannot pay less. The fight for 15 has been valuable in raising the issue of wages, especially for fast food workers in several labor markets like Seattle, New York, and Los Angeles. It has helped set a standard of sorts. In many cities, there's a tension, though, between the fight to establish and win higher minimum standards for all workers and the campaigners for 15 driven by the publicity and demands in other cities. Either way, we've always argued for fair wages in various cities and states on two grounds. One, that workers needed and deserve fair and increased pay, and secondly, that an insignificant number of jobs, if any, would be lost by doing so. A study report in the New York Times seems to indicate that holding on to the 15 banner in many cities may perilously undermine our argument about job loss and could dangerously erode our political support for the righteousness of our cause. The Economist essentially argued that a wage bump that was no higher than 50% above the median income could likely be absorbed, which is certainly the case in New York City and Seattle, but that we were on thin ice over unknown waters at 60% and higher. The list of those cities was long in the study, included Los Angeles, which is on the 15 track now, but also Columbus, Charlotte, Kansas City, Milwaukee, Austin, Houston, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Denver, and Minneapolis. Over 70% of median by 2020, the cities would include Miami, New Orleans, Oklahoma City, Las Vegas, Nashville, Omaha, Phoenix, and Atlanta. We've argued before that we need a standard that might be triggered to the cost of housing in many of these cities on the more adverse side of $15 per hour. More recently, we've started finding some success at $10 and $10.55 an hour for various categories of workers in Houston and New Orleans. We need to keep fighting for 15 so that the debate remains focused, but we need to actually win increases for workers, especially those that are stuck bargaining for wages over the $7.25 legal minimum federally. And in doing so, recognize that a 50% wage bump to $10 an hour or over is a life-changing victory for them, and as the country and Western song says, something we can be proud of if and when we win. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.